先问候在座的
执事们还有同龄们，大家平安。
First, I'd like to send my greetings to our ministers here as well as our brethren.
我和内人是在上个星期六早上回来，参加我们的干女儿郑百惠的丧礼的。
My wife and I arrived here last Saturday morning. We attend the funeral for our niece and their sister 郑百惠。
那在祭丧期间，承蒙教会大家的帮助和慰问。
And during that period, we have received many greetings as well as words of concern from our brethren here.
在此我代表郑定江弟兄一家人向大家致谢。
And there were many words of consolation, and so on behalf of the family of First Faith, I'd like to express our gratitude towards this thing.
求主耶稣纪念你们的爱心。
May the Lord remember the love that you have shown towards us.
那在那几天我们谈论到人生是多么的无常和无奈。
And in that few days we have discussed concerning concerning life, that how it is short and full of sorrows.
我们在生活上要面对许多的压力和许多的竞争。
We know that in our lives we face with many pressures and challenges.
而我们的生命却是要面对各种的意外和病痛。
And in our life, we encounter many things beyond our expectations as well as sicknesses.
当我们生活穷困或者我们的生命受到威胁的时候，
In times of poverty and when our life is endangered,
我们就忧伤，我们就痛苦。
We become sorrowful and we become sad.
还有一些就在埋怨、失望。
And some may lose hope and murmur against God.
甚至有一小部分的人因此不想活下去了。
A minority may not want to live on.
因为他们感觉到人生实在是太过痛苦和短暂。
Because they felt that life is too short and full of sorrows.
约伯记里面也是这样的说。
And this is the description in the book of Job.
请看约伯记十四章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 14, 第一节跟第二节。Verse 1 and 2.
这里说，人为富人所生，日子短少，多有患难。
Verse 1, in the name of Jesus Christ, I read. Man who is born of woman is short-lived and full of turmoil.
出来如花，又被割下，飞去如影，不能存留。
Verse 2, like a flower, he comes forth and withers. He also flees like a shadow and does not remain.
事实上，人生就是这样的。
In fact, this is a very apt description of life.
突然之间就有许多意想不到的患难临到。
Suddenly we can be attacked with many kinds of sorrows.
我们苦苦的挣扎求取生存。
And we struggle very hard to live in our lives.
可是最后还是要死亡。
But in the end, we are faced with death.
那这样人生的意义到底是什么呢？
Then what is the purpose of our life?
难道生存就是为了死亡？
Is the purpose of life to face death?
那叫我们一生的劳碌又到底是为了什么呢？
And all our toys and labors in this life, what are they for?
我们辛辛苦苦才得到一点点的成就。
We have strived very hard to achieve a little.
我们打算将有好处。
And we hope that there will be better times ahead of us.
可是突然之间我们所得到的一切又要消失了。
But suddenly, what we have received is being threatened.
那这样我们的追寻又有什么意义呢？
What is the purpose of our pursuit then?
追寻难道是为了将来的消失？
And is it our present pursuit for is meant to disappear in the future?
我们看两个人相亲相爱。
When we look at two people who are in love,
羡慕死人。
And people are envious of them.
可是突然之间他们却说要永别了。
But yet, one moment they may say that they have to be separated forever.
在那个时候，他们爱得越深，他们的痛苦也就越大。
And at that moment, the deeper the love is, the more they will feel the hurt.
这样我们就在那边思想。
And then we start to ponder.
那人生何必相爱呢？
Why should we love in our life?
因为爱多，痛苦也多。
Because the more you love, the more you experience sorrows.
如果我们不爱一个人，他死了，我们不会心痛的。
If we do not love someone, when a person dies, we will not experience the pain.
但是爱得越多，痛苦也越深的。
But the more we love, the deeper will be the hurt.
那何必要再爱呢？
Then why should we love?
难道相爱就是为了将来的痛苦离别？
Is love for the purpose of separation in future as well as the pain ahead?
这样讲起来，
Then, strictly speaking,
那为什么我们还要活下去呢？
Why should then we live on?
为什么我们还要苦苦的挣扎
？Why should we struggle in our lives？
那活下去的意义到底是什么
？What is the purpose for us to live on？
而更重要的，支持我们活下去的力量又从哪里来呢
？And where can we find the strength to sustain us and to help us to live on？
我想最有资格回答这个问题的就是岳伯。
I think the person most qualified to provide this answer is Job himself。
因为他遭遇人生最多的痛苦，也是最大的痛苦。
Because he had experienced many great pains in life, and also the most painful experience.
他这样说
，and he said this.
请看约伯记的十九章
，Job chapter 19,
二十五节到二十七节
，verse 25-27. Job chapter 19, verse 25-27. Verse 25. As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives.And at the last, he will take his stand on the earth. Yet even after my skin is destroyed, yet for my flesh I shall see God, whom I myself shall behold, and whom my eyes shall see and not another. My heart faints within me.
这就是他给我们的答案。
And this is the answer given by Job.
为什么在这么重大的打击里面
，When he underwent such a great attack,
他还要坚持继续活下去。
He continued to live on.
是什么支持他呢
？What sustained him？
就是他的信仰
，and that is his faith。
他说
，He said，
我知道我的救赎主是活着的。
Say I know that my Redeemer lives。
我也知道我会死亡的
，and I know that I will die。
但是我死了以后
，but after my death，
我就要亲眼看见神。
I shall behold God myself。
我就永远与他同住
，and I shall be with him forever。
这就是这种信仰给他这一种的力量。
And this is the faith that gives him the strength to live on。
这种永生的盼望带给他一种的安慰。
The hope of everlasting life comforted him。
所以在这么重大的打击痛苦里面
，and as he experienced such a great setback and pain，
他还是继续活下去的。
He continued to live on。
我们有没有这种的信仰
？Do we have this kind of faith？
你说我有的。
You say I have。
但是为什么你却仍然是那么样的痛苦呢
？Why is it then we continue to live in sorrows？
约伯的妻子
，the wife of Job，
跟他是同样的信仰的。
Both of them have the same faith。
可是他真的有这种信仰吗
？But do they have the same level of faith？
他知道他所信的是什么吗
？Do they really does she really believe does she really know whom she has believed？
他有这个信仰，但事实上他并不知道这个信仰的内容是什么。
Though she has this faith, yet she did not really comprehend the contents of the faith。
当这个痛苦临到的时候
，So when the sorrows came upon her，
她就对她丈夫说。
She said this to her husband.
在第二章第九节
，In Job chapter 2 verse 9,
约伯夫人这样讲。
Job chapter 2 verse 9, then his wife said to him,
你仍然要持守你的纯正吗
？Do you still hold fast to integrity?
你去掉神死了吧
？Curse God and die.
可见的，她并不知道她的信仰是什么。
This shows that she did not really understand what.
所以约伯就责备他：“你讲话好像以往的妇人一样。”
Job rebuked her and said, "You speak as one of the foolish women speak."
我们从神手里得福，不也受祸吗
？Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity?
所以约伯说
，Job said,
我知道我的救赎主是活着的。
I know that my Redeemer lives.
我也知道从手里得福，也要从手里神手里受祸。
I also know that.From God, I receive this good. I will also accept adversity from God.
因为赏赐是耶和华，收取也是耶和华。
Because God is the one who gives, and God is the one who takes away.
这些道理我们常常听，但你有听进去吗
？These teachings we often hear, but do you truly absorb this teaching?
约伯夫人就听不进去了。
The wife of Job did not really receive this teaching.
她不知道这个道理。
She did not understand this teaching.
她也不知道她的神是活着的神。
She did not know that her God is a God who lives.
所以当一切平安顺利的时候
，So in times when everything are smooth，
她是热心敬畏神的。
She was zealous to serve God.
可是当这一切消失的时候
，But when all these things disappear，
她就埋怨神
，She murmured against God，
丢弃神
，And she departed from God.
甚至她还叫约伯放弃呢。
She also told her husband to encourage the husband to depart from God.
可是约伯在这个时候就表现出他的信仰了。
But Job at this time manifested his faith.
是这个信仰支持了他。
And is this faith that sustains him?
这个永生的盼望安慰了他。
The hope of everlasting life comforts him.
我们如果没有这种的盼望
，If we do not have this hope，
当我们的痛苦临到的时候
，When sorrows come upon us，
你怎么办呢
？What can you do？
我们的盼望是什么
？What is our hope in life？
我们的理想是什么
？What is What is our ideal?
如果你所盼望、所理想的是世间上的东西
，If you hope and you only idolize the things in this world，
不管是财富也好
，Whether it be wealth，
爱情也好
，Love，
你的事业也好
，Or your career，
你的爱情、你的家庭也好
，Or even your own family，
这一切都是会变的。
All these things will change，
而且突然间就临到了。
And they can change suddenly，
在这个时候
，At this point of your life，
你还盼望什么呢
？What can you hope for？
你还有什么意义活下去呢
？What is the purpose of your life？
正如同叶伯一样
，And just as the case of Job，
他的一切都消失了
，He lost everything，
连他的妻子都离开他
，And even his wife departed from him，
所有的苦难一起临到
，And all the sorrows came to him at one go，
但是他却是那么坚强的继续活下去
，He was able to remain strong to live on，
因为他知道他的神
，Because he knows his God，
他是活着的
，That his God lives on，
末了他必要再来。
And that in the end, God will come to him.
那个时候我就亲眼看见他了。
Then he shall behold God personally.
所以主耶稣这样的保证。
And Jesus Christ personally gave us this guarantee.
请看约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14,
第一节到第四节。
Verse 1 to 4.
主耶稣说。
Jesus said,
你们心里不要忧愁。
Let not your heart be troubled.
你们相信神，也应当信我。
Believe in God, believe also in me.
在我父家里有许多住处。
In my father's house are many dwelling places.
如果没有，我就早已告诉你们了。
If it were not so, I would have told you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去的。
But I go to prepare a place for you.
那我们在这里就想。
And here is a time for us to ponder.
这是真的吗？
Is this really true?
如果没有，
It is not true.
主耶稣怎么样告诉我们呢
？Why did Jesus tell us this thing?
他怎样告诉我们
？How does he tell us this?
他说如果没有的话，我早已经告诉你了。
He said, if it were not so, I would have told you.
那你就不用浪费时间来拜我。
Then you will not have to waste your time to worship me.
因为我所讲的都是假的。
Because all that I said are false.
天上并没有永生。
And in heaven there is no eternal life.
我也没有办法拯救你进入永生。
And I'm not able to save you to enter into this eternal life.
为什么我们相信？
Why do we believe?
因为耶稣已经告诉我们。
Because Jesus has told us.
他死了。
And after his death.
可是三天以后他复活了。
Three days later he resurrected.
坟墓里面找不到他的尸体。
And in the tomb they could not find his body.
他向门徒们显现。
And he manifested to show himself.
这些人本来是吓得要死的。
And these disciples were originally scared to death.
有一些已经要放弃信仰了。
And some wanted to give up their faith.
但是在这个时候。
But at this moment.
他们恢复他们的信心。
Their faith.Was restored.
他们再一次面对死亡
，and they when faced with death，
他们这一次就不怕了。
They were no longer afraid.
他们愿意为这个信仰来死了。
And they are willing to die for this faith.
为什么这样勇敢呢
？Why did they suddenly regain this courage？
因为耶稣已经复活了。
Because Jesus has resurrected.
他告诉我们
，and he told us，
他所说的一切
，that all things that he has said
是真的
，are true。
信我的人
，and those who believe in me，
就有永生
，shall have eternal life。
虽然死了。
Though they die,
将来要复活
they shall resurrect.
我们就永远同住
And they shall dwell together with God forever.
所以主耶稣说
And Jesus said,
我若去为你们预备了这个地方
That I go to prepare a place for you.
我就必再来接你们到我哪里去的
And if I go, I shall come again.
那时我在哪里叫你们也在哪里
And I shall receive you there where I am that you may be also.
你相信吗
Do you believe in this thing?
耶稣许多的应许都已经应验了
The many promises of Jesus have been
fulfilled. 他对门徒说
He told his disciples,
三天后我要复活
Three days I shall resurrect.
这是个很大的应许
And this is a great promise.
也是个很难相信的应许
And a promise not easy to believe.
但这个应许已经应验了
But then this promise has been fulfilled.
他真的复活了
Truly he has resurrected.
那现在他给我们另外一个应许
Now he has given us another promise.
我还要再来
That I will come again.
我再来的时候
When I come again.
那就是世界的历史结束的时候
Then the history of earth shall come to the end.
也就是审判的时候
And it's the time of judgment.
也是天国第一视线的时候
And it's the time where heaven and hell shall be declared.
在那个时候你能够在哪里呢
And where will you hide yourself at that time?
那个是很重要的一个问题。
That is a very important question.
但是主耶稣允许我们。
But Jesus promised us.
我在哪里
？That where I am.
你们也在哪里
？You may be also.
你们是指谁呢
？You refers to who?
是不是所有的人
？Does he refers to everyone?
所有信耶稣的人
？Everyone who believes in Jesus.
未必是。
Not necessarily so.
因为主耶稣说过的。
Because Jesus said.
不是称呼我主啊的人都可以进去。
Not everyone who call me Lord, Lord shall enter the kingdom of God.
唯独遵循天父旨意的人
，Only those who does the will of the heaven
才能够进去的
，will be able to enter into heaven.
我们有没有遵循天父的旨意
？Have we fulfilled the will of the Father?
你有没有看重天父的旨意
？Do you really emphasize on fulfilling this?
在今天，你最听谁的话呢
？Today, who are you listening to?
是不是那一些人能够左右你的地位的？ 能够影响你的前途的。
Are you listening to people who are influencing your future?
或者是那些人控制你的荷包的？
Or those people who actually control your bank account?
你是不是听从这一些人？
Do you actually listen to these people?
想想看。
Consider.
我最听从的人是谁？
Who are the people that I actually listen to?
谁的话是最重要的？
Whose words are most important to me?
你可以选择的。
You can choose.
但是我选择听从主耶稣的话。
But I choose to listen to the words of Jesus.
因为我们都知道世间转眼就过去的。
Because we know that our lives on earth shall just pass away.
欢乐也好。
Whether it be
痛苦也好
or sorrows,
有地位也好
whether we have reputation,
没有地位也好
or without reputation,
死亡一临到
when death comes,
大家都是公平的
everybody is the same,
都是一样的
we have fairness,
但是我有主耶稣
but I have the Lord Jesus,
我就不一样了
then I'm different from you,
我知道我到哪里去
because I know where I'm going,
所以主耶稣说
Jesus said,
第四节
verse 4,
我往哪里去
that where I'm going,
你们知道
you know,
那条路
That is the way.
你们也知道。
You also know it.
你能够对主耶稣说
，Do you? Are you able to say to Jesus?
那主啊，我没有听过你的道理啊。
That I have not heard about your truth, Jesus.
主啊，我不知道这个天国的道路。
Oh, Jesus, I do not know the way to heaven.
事实上，你知道的。
But in actual fact, you know.
问题是你没有看重。
But the question is that, do you focus on this road?
我们看重世上很多的东西。
There are many things in this world that we want and desire.
名利啦，享受啦，面子啦。
Our status, our pleasures, and our faith.
或者是我们的爱情啦、
Or even our love.
我们的友情啦、
Our friendship.
这些都应该的。
And these things perhaps are necessary.
但是如果你没有看重你的信仰
But if you do not emphasize on your faith,
有一天你会后悔的。
One day you will regret.
我们知道这一条路。
We know this way.
我们就要走上这一条路。
And we must walk on this way.
跟从耶稣基督。
To follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
走上主的道路。
And to walk on the way of the Lord.
这样主在哪里，我们也一定在哪里的。
There where the Lord is, we shall be with him.
是这种的信仰。
This is the kind of faith that we are
给我们盼望。
The faith that will bring us hope.
给我们安慰。
That bring us comfort.
所以面对人生种种的苦痛。
And when we face with many kinds of sorrows in
this life,
we can be like John.
我知道我所信的是谁。
I know whom I believe.
我相信他的应许是真的。
I believe his promises are true.
因此我们心里不要忧愁。
Therefore, let not our hearts be troubled.
我们相信神，我们也相信耶稣基督。
We need to believe in God. We also must believe in the Lord Jesus.
有一个小女孩叫做安妮·法兰特。
There is a girl by the name of Anne Frank.
她是荷兰籍的犹太人。
Yeah, she is a Jew living in Holland.
那在第二次世界大战的时候
，and during the Second World War,
那德国军队抓拿这一些犹太人。
The Germans were after the Jews.
那么他们就躲藏起来。
And they were hiding.
啊，叫在一个楼房里面的一个所谓密室里面。
And they were hiding in a secret chamber in the house.
啊，他们总共八个人。
There were eight of them.
啊，躲藏了25个月。
And they were hidden in that chamber for over 25 months.
啊，最后还是被抓去了。
But later on, they were captured by the Germans.
在这个二十五个月当中
，and in these 25 months,
他们可以说是生活在恐惧里面。
It can be said that they live in fear.
不管是白天或者是晚上
whether it be in the day or night
醒来的时候或者是在睡觉
whether they are awake or asleep
他们都担心分分钟会有警察来抓他们
there is always this constant fear of the police coming after them
所以彼此的神经都非常的紧张
and mentally they are very alert and fearful
有一次有小偷进来走了
and on one occasion there was a thief that came into the house
可是警察就来搜查
After the thief left, the police came after the thief.
他们在密室里面怕得不得了。
And while the police was searching, they became very afraid.
但是幸好没有被抓到，在那个时候。
But fortunately, they were not caught on that occasion.
他们看到别人一个个的被抓。
And when they saw for themselves how one by one the Jews were captured,
心里在想，不知道哪一天是轮到我了。
They were wondering in their hearts, when will it be my turn?
生活在这样的情形实在是很惨啊。
And living in this kind of circumstances is a very terrifying one.
前途可以说是一片的黑暗。
And the future is bleak.
生活非常的苦闷。
And their life is but sorrow.
他们只能够躲在那个密室里面。
They can only hide in the chamber.
他看到那些小孩子在外面的操场游玩。
And they saw the children playing in the fields out there.
他心里这样想。
And they thought to themselves,
如果我们能够出去玩，在那边跑一圈，多么的痛快。
He said, if I can go out to the field and just run one round, how happy I'll be.
我们今天有多少个孩子能够为了在操场上这样跑一圈自由地跑而 而满足而感谢呢？
How many of our children, because of the fact they are able to go around the field and run around in freedom, they are very happy and contented.
他们想哭，但是不敢痛哭。
They wanted to cry, but they did not cry in.
他们想笑，他们也不敢尽情的笑。
And they wanted to laugh, but they cannot laugh openly.
连哭和笑都没有自由。
And even they have no freedom to laugh and cry.
因为不敢发出太大的声音。
Because they do not dare to let go too loud a voice.
他的娱乐是什么呢？
And what is their pleasure?
就是写日记。
They find time to write diary.
所以在他的日记里面，他这样写啊。
So in her diary, she wrote this.
他说虽然环境是这样的恶劣
although the circumstances are adverse
但是我相信在人的心里面其实是善良的
I believe that in the hearts of man, man is good
这个世界已经变成荒场
and this world has become like a wilderness
千万的人在那边受战争的痛苦
and people are experiencing the pains of war
可是我仰望天空
but I shall look up to heaven
我相信这一些残酷的行为会过去的
I believe that thisbehavior of inhumanity will come to an end.
和平一定会来到
and peace shall come.
但是当和平真的来到的时候
but when peace truly comes in the end,
他已经病死在集中营里面了。
She was already dead because of a sickness in prison camp.
但是他所写的日记就被发现而被留下来。
And her diary was discovered and people talk about her diary.
那在阿姆斯特丹安妮·法兰克的纪念馆里面可以看得到。在阿姆斯特丹 Amsterdam
or in Amsterdam in the museum you will be able to find her diary
许多人去参观
and many people went there to visit the museum
那有一个旅客在那个旅客留言的布置上他这样的写
and there was this tourist and this tourist wrote something on the tourist book
他说如果我一生当中只能够选这两本书的话
he said if in my life I have a choice to choose only two books
我要选圣经和安妮法兰克的日记
I'll choose the Bible as well as the diary of this Anne Frank
真的这么重要吗
Is it that important
这样的有帮助吗
Is it that helpful
是不是夸大了一点
Is the tourist exaggerating too much
不是的
Not really
这本日记已经被翻译成55种语文
This diary has already been translated into 55 languages
在94年的时候已经卖掉2500万本了
In the year 1994 about 2.5 million copies have been sold
为什么这样的畅销
Why was this so widely distributed
有一个旅客在旅客留言里面写了这一项的一句话
And there was another tourist who made this remark
他说安妮·法兰克面对痛苦和死亡
That Anne Frank when she was faced with this kind of death and sorrows
可是在她的日记里面我们却可以看到欢笑
But that in her diary we can find laughter
里面有她的信心和她的盼望
And we can see her faith and her hope
这显示出在生死之间重要的并不是如何死重要的是如何生
So the issue is that when we are faced between life and deathIt's not a question of how we die, but a question of how we live.
他说得很正确。
And what she said was correct.
面对人生种种的苦痛。
When we are faced with the many difficulties in life.
重要的是我们能够继续地活下去。
The most important thing is that we are able to live on.
所以考验一个人的勇气。
And if there is a test of our courage.
并不是看他敢不敢死。
It's not a question of whether he dare to face that
而是看他敢不敢活下去
It's a question of whether he dare to live on
约伯和安妮·法兰克这一老一少的确是我们生活上的一个榜样
And Job and this end one old and one young they are the examples of people who are able to have courage in their life
他们面对人生的苦痛
And they are faced with the sorrows of life
可是他们却坚强的有勇气的继续活下去
but they remain strong and they have the courage to live on
所以有一天如果我们也面对这一些的苦痛
and one day when we are faced with these kinds of sorrow
我们应该效法这一老一少
we have to learn from this young and old
继续地活下去
to continue to live on
勇敢地活下去
and to live on courageously
那我们不只是要活下去
we not only have to live on
我们还要活上去
we must live upwards
活下去并不是挨下去
To live on does not mean that we are struggling on.
挨下去是失望的。
Struggling on is a sign of hopelessness.
是悲观的。
It's only a sign of pessimism.
是无可奈何的。
And a sign that we are fed up with life.
这样的挨下去真的是苦不堪言啊。
And if we struggle with our life in this manner, we find that life is very terrifying.
但活上去却是充满着盼望的。
But if we are able to live, upwards, then our life is full of hope.
是乐观的，是有安慰的。
Our life is optimistic and, we can be comforted.
这就是保罗的生活。
And this is the life of Paul.
请看腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章，我们读第十节到十四节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 10 to 14. Verse 10. Philippians 4 verse 10. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at last you have received your concern for me. Indeed, you are concerned before, but you lack opportunity. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am.I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secrets of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done me well to share with me in my affliction.
保罗在什么时候讲这一些话呢？
When did Paul speak these words?
我们常常讲人家讲风凉话。
We often say that you only knowHow to boast?
当然啦，在你那种的环境，你当然很容易讲那一些话。
Of course, when you are in good circumstances, it's easy for you to say these things.
事实上是的。
In actual fact, it's so.
没有经历过痛苦的人，真的不知道痛苦的滋味。
A person who has not experienced sorrows will not really feel it.
你们有没有牙痛过？
Have you had toothache before?
没有牙痛的人永远不了解牙痛的痛苦的。
People who have not experienced toothache will not.Know how a person feel when he had a toothache.
他说这是个小问题。
He said this is only a small problem.
需要这样的小题大做吗？
Do you need to make such a big issue out of your toothache?
等到有一天他自己牙痛的时候，
But one day when he has a toothache,
他才知道原来是这样痛苦的。
He will be able to understand the pain that a person has gone through.
而保罗在讲这些话的时候，
And when Paul said this word,
是在痛苦的时候，
It was in times of sorrow.
是被捆绑的时候，
In times when he was in chains.
但是他这样讲，
But he said this,
我靠主大大的喜乐，
That I am able to depend on the Lord to have joy.
这不是自己欺骗自己，
He was not trying to deceive himself.
他是真的喜乐，
But he truly rejoiced.
这是他已经学会的，
This is the lesson that he has learned.
他学会了不管在什么样的环境他都可以满足快乐。
And he has learned to be content and happy in whatever circumstances he is in.
我们学不会。
We have not learned this lesson.
我们只有环境好的时候我们才会快乐。
We are only happy when our circumstances are good.
一有什么不顺利的，
But when things are not smooth going,
我们就生气。
We are angry.
我们就埋怨。
And we murmur against God.
但是有用吗？
ButAre these things helpful to us?
到最后我们还是要学习。
But in the end, we still have to learn this lesson.
所以保罗说，
Paul said,
我知道怎样处卑贱。
I know how to get along with humble means.
也知道怎样处丰富。
And also to live in prosperity.
饥饿也好，饱足也好。
Whether you be hungry or in times of abundance.
谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。
That I have learned the secret at all times.
我们也得了这个秘诀。
We have actually received this secret.
因为这个秘诀就在十三节里面讲。
Because this secret is written in verse
14. 靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
That I can do all things to him who strengthens me.
可是你了解这个秘诀的意义吗？
Do you understand the meaning of this secret?
你怎样用这个秘诀呢？
How can you make use of this secret?
你所了解的这个秘诀，
After you have learned this secret,
就是当贫穷来到的时候，
That is when times of poverty,
你只要祷告，
You need to pray,
贫穷就会变成富足了。
Then the poverty shall be turned into abundance.
好像我们神话故事里面点石成金一样。
Is it just like a miracle, a fable that we have seen where a person just turned poverty into riches?
那这样凡事真的能够做了。
Then if that is the case, then we can do all things.
当病痛来到的时候，
When sickness comes,
妙手回春，摸一下就好了。
We just have to touch and the sickness will be gone.
那这样我真的是凡事都能做啊。
Then if it's that easy, then I can do all things.
但事实上是不是这样呢？
But in reality, is this the case?
不是的。
Not really.
保罗的意思是这样讲。
When Paul said this, what it meant is,
我靠着那加给我力量的。
I can depend on Him who strengthens me.
能够适应任何的环境。
That I'm able to adapt to all circumstances.
凡事都能做，意思是说能够适应任何的环境。
I can do all things, means to say I'm able to adapt to all circumstances.
事实上，神没有给我们改变环境的力量。
And God has not given us the power to change circumstances.
贫穷的时候，真的你祷告就变成富足吗
？When we are in poverty, does it mean that when we pray, we'll become rich?
病痛的时候，你祷告真的就得医治吗
？And when we are sick, does it mean that when we pray, we'll be well?
还不是一样痛到要死。
Do we not have to go through the same pain?
还不是一样穷到烦恼。
Do we not have to experience the sorrows of poverty?
但是神赐给我们一种力量
，But God give us a strength.
就是能够适应任何的环境
，a strength that we are able to adapt to all circumstances，
有一种忍耐的力量
，a strength to endure，
有一种满足的心力
，and a heart to be able to feel contentment，
让我们可以忍受、接受这一切的环境
，that we are able to endure and accept the circumstances。
这个是要学习的
，this is a lesson for us to learn。
连保罗他自己都要学习的
，and Paul himself has to learn this lesson。
你看他能够医病赶鬼，但是他自己的病他能够医治吗
？He has the power to cast out demons and to cure his sicknesses， but yet he cannot cure his own sickness。
他能够祝福别人平安，但是你看他的传道旅程平安不平安
？He can give blessings or peace to others, but then in all his journeys, did he experience peace?
他一样有患难、有痛苦、有贫穷。
He has to face with many toils, labors, and sorrows.
但是他说，我知道怎样处理的。
But then he said, I know how to handle this thing.
无论在什么情况，我都可以满足的。
That whatever circumstances I am in, I am content.
因此，环境虽然是恶劣，但是他却是活得很开心。
Helen Keller said this.
我一直哭着我没有鞋子穿。
I often cry that I have no shoes to wear.
直到有一天，我想起有一些人竟然连脚都没有了。
Until one day, I realized that there are people without legs.
在那个时候，我才知道自己原来是这么幸福的。
Then at that moment, I realized that I'm so blessed.
她幸福吗
？Was she blessed?
他是瞎眼的
，She was blind。
他是哑的
，She was dumb。
他也是耳聋的
，And she was deaf。
有一样已经够让你痛苦跟自卑了。
You just have to be afflicted with one of these, and you can live your life in sorrow。
他却是这三样的残缺
，But she has this three handicaps。
可是他却是活得很开心。
Yet this girl was able to live in joy。
他到处去鼓励那一些残障人士
，And she went around to encourage those who are handicapped。
有一次，有一个学生就问他
，And one day a student asked her，
他说：“你真的是这么样的喜乐吗
？Do you really experience happiness as what you came to be？
难道你从来没有灰心痛苦过
？Are there not times of discouragement and sadness？
你永远都能够这么样的满足
？Are you able to maintain your contentment？”
他冷静了一会，他才回答
，And he paused for a while。Then she answered.
好，事实上，没有人比我更了解生命的艰难和痛苦。
He said, truly, no one has experienced or understand the pains in life as I do.
我是又聋又哑又瞎的。
I'm blind, I can't speak, and I can't hear.
我要比任何人花更多的时间来学习，受更多的痛苦。
I need to spend more time to learn how to experience pain.
但是我愿意学习，
But、
我愿意克服这一切的困难。
I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to overcome these circumstances.
因为我相信
，because I believe.
只要朝着阳光，你就看不到阴影的。
As long as you're moving towards the light, there will be no darkness.
他讲得很好。
What he said was good.
只要朝着阳光，你就看不到阴影的。
If you are able to move towards the light, then you will not face darkness.
我们的天气并不是永远晴朗的。
Our weather is not always good and bright.
随时都会乌云满天。
Sometimes the weather will turn dark.
人生一定会面对许多的黑暗和阴影。
And same with our lives, we will experience with many times of darkness.
在那个时候，你要怎么办呢
？And in those times, what can you do?
海伦·凯勒告诉我们。
Helen Keller told us,
只要朝着阳光。
If you are able to move towards the sun,
你就看不到阴影了。
You will not see the darkness.
理论是这样啊。
This is in theory.
但真的是这样吗
？But is it true in practice?
谁是我们的阳光？
Who is our sun?
真的能够驱散我们心里的阴暗呢
？Who can dispel the darkness within us?
你看约翰福音第八章
，John chapter 8。
约翰福音第八章
，John chapter 8，
十二节
，verse 12。
耶稣对众人说：“我是世上的光。”
Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world."
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。He who follows me
shall not walk in darkness.
是要得着生命的光。
But shall have the light of life.
耶稣说的。
This is the words of Jesus.
我是世上的光。
I am the light of the world.
在光里面没有黑暗的。
And in the light there is no darkness.
黑暗是代表痛苦和绝望。
Darkness represents pain and hopelessness.
光明是代表安慰和喜乐。
But light represents joy and hope.
基督就是我们的盼望。
Christ is our hope.
我们的安慰。
Our comforter.
我们的力量。
Our strength.
所以我们要朝着这个阳光。
Therefore we have to move towards this light.
我们的阴影就看不见了。
Then there will be no shadows, no darkness behind us.
你问我，那怎样朝着阳光呢
？You ask me, how can we move towards this light?
希伯来书的作者这样的解释。
The author of Hebrews give us this explanation.
希伯来书十二章
，Hebrews chapter 12,
第二节，
verse
跟第三节
，and 3.
他说
，He said,
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
第三节
Verse 3.
忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
Consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against him, so that you may not grow weary and lose heart.
朝着阳光就是思想耶稣基督。
To move towards the light is to consider Jesus.
当我们在痛苦、疲倦、灰心的时候
In times of sorrows when we are growing weary and tired.
思想我们的耶稣基督
，consider Jesus，
你就会得到亮光
，and then you shall receive the light。
你的心里的黑暗就会被驱散了
，and the darkness within you shall be cast outside。
你不相信吗
？Do you not believe？
那么试探
，try。
你说你痛苦吗
？You say you are in pain。
没有人了解你的痛苦
，No one understand you。
你思想耶稣基督
，consider Jesus。
你的痛苦会比他更大吗
？Can your sorrows be greater than？
但是他为了我们，他默默忍受这个痛苦。
For him, he suffered in silence.
你说你贫穷吗
？Do you say you're poor?
给人家看不起
，that people despise you.
你很自卑
no one look up to you.
你仰望耶稣
，consider Jesus.
他是一个怎样的人呢
？What kind of man was?
可是他甘心为我们而贫穷。
Yet he was willing to be poor for our sake.
你会贫穷过主耶稣吗
？Will you be poorer than Jesus?
狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝。
The foxes have holes and the birds of the air have
nests. 耶稣对我们说
But Jesus said to us,
他连枕头的地方都没有
He has nowhere to lay his head.
你说你给人家侮辱
You say that you are being insulted by others.
但是耶稣受的侮辱你有没有想过
But have you ever considered the insult that Jesus underwent?
我们受侮辱我们可以喊叫我们可以抗议我们可以投诉
When we are insulted, we can rebel against the insult, we can shout out.
可是当耶稣被人家吐口水在他脸上的时候
，When Jesus was spat at by others，
圣经这样的记载
，The Bible says，
他就是这样默默地忍受下去了。
And he had to suffer these things in silence。
他没有还口
，And he did not retaliate。
他可以这样做的，但是他愿意接受这些的侮辱。
He can actually retaliate， but he was willing to suffer these things。
为了要安慰我们这一切受侮辱的人。
And this is for the sake of comforting us who have been insulted.
我已经先受侮辱了。
And he has first set us an example.
你可以为了我而忍耐了。
That you can find the strength therefore to live on.
我们是谁呢
？Who are we?
而耶稣又是谁呢
？And who is really Jesus?
这样尊贵荣耀的君王。
He is the glorious and mighty King.
我们的真神。
He is our true God.
为了我们。
Yet for our sake,
他忍受了这一切的痛苦。
He has to endure all this suffering.
那我们算得了什么呢
？But then who am I?
因此
，Therefore,
你要仰望耶稣基督。
You have to look up to Jesus.
要不然
，Otherwise,
面对人生种种的苦痛，你真的会疲倦灰心的。
When you experience these sorrows and pains in life, you will grow weary.
也许你会活下去。
Maybe you can live on.
可是那活下去是挨下去，挨得很苦啊。
But you live on with endurance and you are just struggling with much pain and sorrow.
这不是基督要我们过的生活。
This is not the kind of life that Jesus want us to live.
他要我们坚强地活下去。
He want us to live in strength.
胜过一切的试探。
To overcome all temptations.
但活下去是活上去。
And to live on is to live upward.
是活得开心，活得有盼望，活得有安慰的。
To live with joy, with hope, and with comfort within us.
一个看门的阿伯
There was an old man who was a doorkeeper.
人人都称他做开心阿伯
Everyone called him a joyful uncle.
因为他每天都是那么开心。
Because every day when you look at him, he was very joyful.
一看见人就微笑打招呼。
When you see someone, he will smile and he will send his greeting.
事实上，他真的每天都有那么多开心的事情吗？
We may ask, are there many things in his life that allow him to be joyful daily?
事实上，他的遭遇是很可怜的。
But actually, he faced with many kinds of difficulties.
他的老伴早就离开他了。
His spouse left him very early.
他有儿女，个个都是成功的，但是没有一个是孝敬的。
And he has children who are very successful in life, but none of them is dear to him.
不但不来看他，连生活费都没有的。
Not only will they not come and visit him, they will not even give him anything for his livelihood.
这个老人家为他们付出了一切，到最后还是孤苦伶仃，还是要看门。
This old man has actually given many things for his children, yet in the end, he has to earn his living.As a house or doorkeeper,
你能够开心吗？
Are you able to experience joy like him if you are in these circumstances?
他一样不开心的。
He can be not joyful.
但是他告诉他自己。
But he told himself this.
每天起床的第一件事情。
That every day when he wake up in the morning,
他问他自己。
He asked himself,
今天你要怎样生活？
Today, how am I to live on?
我要开开心心呢，还是要忧忧愁愁呢？
Do I want to live on joyfully or do I want to live on in sadness?
我要快快乐乐呢，还是整天就打打骂骂呢？
Do I want to smile and be happy or do I want to just grumble and make noise at people?
他说，我决定我要开心的生活。
He said, I decided I want to live a happy life.
所以他就开开心心的起来。
So he woke up happily.
他就开开心心洗脸刷牙。
And he washed his face and brushed his teeth happily.
到了晚上。
At nightfall.
开开心心的睡觉。
He slept.
这就是活上去。
And this is living upwards.
如果他能够这样，
if he's able to achieve this thing,
我们基督徒更应该是这样。
As Christians, we must be able to do so.
因为我们还有一位耶稣基督，我们的天父。
Because we have the Lord Jesus, He is our heavenly Father.
所以保罗在腓立比书第三章、第四章
，Paul in Philippians chapter 4,
第四节到第六节
，verse 4 to 6。
你们应当要靠主常常喜乐。
And verse 4, he said, Rejoice in the Lord always.
我再说，你们要喜乐。
Again, I'll say, Rejoice.
应当一无挂虑。
Be anxious for nothing.
只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
所以我们每天起来。
This morning when we wake up,
我们应该先祷告。
We must first pray.
告诉主耶稣。
And we tell the Lord Jesus.
我今天的害怕是什么？
What are my fears today?
我今天的忧虑是什么？
What are my anxieties for the day?
我今天的痛苦是什么？
What are the sorrows that I will experience?
把我们这一切告诉耶稣。
And we can tell the Lord Jesus all
this. 你所担心的。
Your worries.
你所埋怨的。
The things that you will murmur against.
你所害怕的。
The things that you are fearful.
通通都告诉主耶稣。
Make all these things known to God.
然后你可以开开心心的生活。
Then you are able to live your life in joy.
因为我们已经告诉耶稣了。
Because we have told the Lord Jesus.
我真的告诉耶稣的。
I have truly told him.
我把我的一切，包括我的生命，交托给耶稣。
And I have given everything, including my life, into your hands, Jesus.
那么在这一天发生任何的事情。
That when I encounter something today.
我心里是平安的。
My heart shall be at
peace. 因为我知道主的同在。
Because I know that God is
present. 我相信他会听我的祷告。
I believe you will hear my prayer.
他会看中我的呼声。
And that he will hit my feet.
他知道我心里的害怕和忧愁。
He will know my fears and my anxieties.
只是你有没有这样的相信他呢？
But the question is that do you believe in him in this manner?
你有没有祷告告诉他呢？
Do you pray to him and let him know this thing?
每天起来。
When you wake up in the morning.
每天一件事情就是做什么？
What is the first thing you do?
我不知道明天将如何。
I say to myself, I do not know what will happen tomorrow.
但是我知道主耶稣掌管明天。
But I know that Jesus holds tomorrow for us.
因此我们要坚强地活下去。
Therefore, we must have strength to live on.
而且要快乐地活上去。
And to live in joy upwards towards God.
愿主耶稣祝福我们大家。
May the Lord Jesus bless us all.
让我们每一个人都能够生活得快乐。
That we can all live in joy.
生活得有盼望。
To live a life with hope.